Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Gordon Chang. At Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. And we're very pleased to welcome Bill Gertz from the Washington Times, national security correspondent, and going to guide us to the threat in East Asia by the PLA Navy, Air Force, and the Beijing leadership. The headline tells the story. Increased military exercises with Pacific allies seek to deter China. This according to the top U.S. admiral in East Asia, Rear Admiral Carl Thomas. Bill, a very good evening to you. Carl Thomas is blunt in saying the way to deter China is to show warships and aircraft. At this point, has that exercise of joint exercises of repeat freedom of navigation sailings of presence, has that already started or is that prospective? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on. This Vice Admiral Thomas outlined what is a relatively new strategy. The Navy and other military services in the Asia-Pacific region do lots of exercises. But the thing that has changed is that they're increasing the number of exercises with partners and allies in the region. And the reason for that is that many of these partners, we have a number of treaty allies, but many others are seeking closer ties, closer security ties with the Navy. And so they've been conducting scores of exercises over the past year, all designed to send a clear strategic message to Beijing. And that message is the allies are united. We're also ready militarily if something happens. And of course, one of the hottest spots right now is a place called Second Thomas Shoal. It's a what they call a low tide elevation in the Spratly Islands, about off the coast of the Philippines. And this has become one of the hottest spots right now. I mean, Taiwan is also one, but he talked generally about that and how concerned he was by Chinese aggression around that shoal.
Gordon, you have a question.
So what is Admiral Thomas doing about Second Thomas Shoal?
Well, I didn't press him on whether or not the U.S. would start sending destroyers and other warships to escort some of the resupply vessels that the Philippines is sending. And the reason they're resupplying is that they have a grounded Philippines Navy ship that's used as a base. It has a detachment of Marines on it. And the Chinese have been trying to block those resupply efforts. The Chinese want the Philippines to tow this ship away, and so that they can claim complete sovereignty. I wrote about this in my recent Washington Times column. The Indo-Pacific Command did a legal analysis of that shoal, and there's clearly the Chinese claims are completely illegal, and they've stated this bluntly. That was reiterated by Admiral Thomas in my interview this week, and he basically said that they're watching it very closely, and they're hoping that there won't be a miscalculation on the part of the Chinese. And here are some of the things that have already happened. For example, they fired a laser at some of the Philippine crew, damaged their eyes. They've also used sonic weapons to try and create problems for the resupply ships. And in one incident, they actually bumped into one of the Philippines' resupply efforts. The U.S. has stopped short of sending warships to escort these resupply vessels, but they have voiced concerns in public statements.
Bill, I go to a headline from last week, Thursday the 14th. South Korea, Japan scrambled jets after China-Russia warplane spotted entering Seoul's defense zone. This is the East China Sea, not the South China Sea. All of it is East Asia and China testing limits at this point. Does the Admiral see that South Korea and Japan together are adequate for this threat? The U.S. can't be everywhere all the time by itself. Are they capable of operating on their own to deter the People's Republic?
Well, first of all, these joint incursions into the air defense zone of South Korea and Japan highlight the growing military alliance between Beijing and Moscow. And that is certainly something that has to be of major concern. Those are two of the key treaty allies in Asia. And Admiral Thomas did talk about how doing exercises with Indonesia and Malaysia and even Australia are one thing, but most of the exercises that the Navy's been doing involve Japanese naval forces as well as South Korean naval forces. So they're keeping a close eye on the region there, but it's certainly alarming to me that we're seeing a gradually increasing alliance forming, a military alliance forming between the PLA, the Chinese military, and the Russian military that's based in the Far East.
I read that the Japanese Self-Defense Force is comparable or superior to the Chinese Navy. Is that something you've heard, Bill?
Well, they have some good asymmetric capabilities, but in terms of numbers, the Chinese definitely outnumber the Japanese. The situation with the Japanese military is for years, their constitution forbade any connection that would provide an outward expansion, thus they call it the Japanese Self-Defense Forces. They tweaked the Constitution a number of years ago to the point where they're now conducting many out-of-area operations. For instance, sometimes Japanese warships will accompany U.S. warships in the South China Sea to press for freedom of navigation there and press back against Chinese maritime claims. But the Japanese military is very reliant on the U.S. military for its overall defense, and they need to develop greater asymmetric capabilities. One of the things that they are developing is they've just announced earlier this year that they're buying 400 Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles from the United States. And this is a major shift away from missile defenses to missile offenses. So they're really sending a clear signal. The Tomahawk is one of the missiles that's most feared by China because it's capable of flying long distances and also of finding precision targets.
Gordon, you have a question.
You just talked about the capabilities of the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force. How good is the South Korean Navy?
It's very good. They have a few missile defense shooters that were converted warships. But for the most part, their Navy is oriented as a coastal defense force, obviously designed to deal with North Korean infiltration. I know that there was one of the recent joint exercises that I wrote about in my piece with Admiral Thomas was that they did what they call a counter special operations force exercise, a trilateral, including the Japanese Navy, the South Korean Navy, and the U.S. Navy in the Seventh Fleet. So that's clearly one of the key threats. The North Koreans have a massive special operations force that would conduct sabotage and assassinations prior to any kind of North Korean military aggression.
Bill, it's year end and it's a holiday time. Your measure of the whole year compared to a year ago now, has the PLA increased its tempo of threat of coming up against the margins of stepping over the line? Is it dramatically different?
It's not dramatically different, but it is gradually increasing. That is the threat. And I think what set it off was a year ago in August of 2022, when then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan. We saw the largest war games around Taiwan that the PLA has ever conducted. And since that time, they have continued large-scale military provocations. And they dial them up and they dial them back according to the political whims of the Politburo in Beijing. I would say that the threat is increasing as the U.S. needs to take greater steps to resupply forces and to send more. The defense bill that was just finished last week contains $11 billion for building up forces in the Pacific, and it's hoped that that will, again, become a strong deterrent against the Chinese military threat.
Less than a minute, Gordon, for a quick question.
So, Bill, is there joint operations between the United States and Taiwan? You talked about Admiral Thomas mentioning these with other countries. How about Taiwan?
Taiwan was not a major factor in this story I did on the exercises, but there is definitely an increase in coordination. It's unofficial, and it's done in a way that they can coordinate both through intelligence and through communications. They do some type of drills and exercises, and they need to increase that. And that's one of the things that I know members of Congress, especially this select committee on the CCP, has been pressing the Pentagon to do much more and develop much greater joint exercises with Taiwan. Because, as I mentioned, the two flashpoints in Asia right now are the Taiwan Strait and the South China Sea. And it's urgent that the U.S. military develop closer relations and closer communications and information sharing with the Taiwan military.
Bill Gertz, National Security Correspondent, Washington Times. Gordon Chang, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.